Hello, it's the 13th of April. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Local defence contractor Lockheed Martin looks likely to lose up to 160 jobs following a government review of defence budget spending. The staff who develop armoured vehicles are likely to be made redundant. The firm says this is a direct result of government spending review, which no longer looking into upgrading Warrior tanks. The workers on this project are based on Amptill site, and the project was a major program for the firm. Lee Fellows, the vice president of the site, said, despite the need for the workforce reduction, we remain a strong business with very talented, dedicated team. We remain committed to supporting impacted employees and provide whatever assistance we can during this difficult time. The oat mill on Marle Road in Bedford will see large expansion plans starting this summer. Its new owner, Richardson Milling, has announced the full overhaul will increase storage capacity by a third and improve operational efficiency. The work should be completed by 2025. Joanne Gullen, founder of the St. Bede's Ford Swanery, believes that heartless vandals are responsible for a shocking attack on a swan nest by the River Ouse. A video posted online appears to show evidence the destroyed nest near Bedford Rowing Club was kicked apart and several swan eggs were thrown into the river. Miss Gullen said, "A fox would go in and take an egg. It wouldn't smash up the nest or throw them into the stream." The incident is being reported to Beds Police, the RSPCA and local council. Jo Jones from Clophill is on the last leg of her charity fundraiser for the Sick Children's Trust. Several years ago, the Jones family were thrown into turmoil when a child needed an extended stay at hospital. The charity provided the family with on-site accommodation so they could be by their child's bedside. Check the show note for a link. That's it for today. Keep safe. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.